Welcome to the show, John Popicek from Rap Styles. How are you doing today?
Hello, Simon. I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Jan, a lot of people out there know about your company. They've seen you on Instagram and all of the other social platforms. But before we get there, who is Jan?
My name is Jan, and I'm the franchise manager of the Rapstyle headquarters that is based in Czech Republic. I've been working for Rapstyle for almost 3 years, and I'm the right person if you want to join Rapstyle, so you can always talk to me. So that is me in general.
Okay, cool. So how does Jan manage to find himself being the franchise manager of Rapstyle? What led you to it?
It's actually a quite funny story because I knew Rapstyle before joining them, but because it was a friend of mine who I studied the university with. It was my predecessor at this position. His name is Jeremy. And he decided to take another step in his life. So he was finding the substitution for him. And we discussed briefly. And here I am, actually. It wasn't that long. So basically, I get to know from Jeremy that they've been looking for someone who would be reliable and talk active and happy to speak to people. So I met Martin. We had a chat. And like 2 weeks after that, I started to work here.
So are you a car guy or you've become a car guy? How is your status on that one?
I'm actually becoming a car guy because the most of my life I was doing sport. I played handball actively for 25 years. And I was always interested in cars and the way it's being presented. As a small kid, I always wanted to drive Ferraris and Lamborghinis, so I was always keen on working the car shows and everything. So and then also I wanted to do something that relates to business. So that is why I'm here.
Cool. So for everyone that maybe doesn't know about Rapstyle, what is the company? What's your main focus? What do you guys work with? Tell us a little bit about it.
Simply said, the company was established in 2012, even though there was a bit longer history with Martin and Marek, both co-founders of Rapstyle. But they had the idea to provide and offer the service that they've been doing in Czech Republic and help the other companies to grow. So that was the basic idea of Rapstyle.
And it's supposed to be for color change reps, or is it?
It started on tinting, because back in 2006, the market in Czech Republic was just growing and not many people were doing tinting. So Martin and Mark, I would call them pioneers of that age. Even if there was tinting in the world, Martin had always idea to wrap the car. And as soon as he saw someone in Dubai wrapping the car into vinyl, he immediately thought that there would be something to bring to Czech Republic and make his dream come true.
So it all starts back prior to 2012, right? But in 2012, it is established as a company, Rapstyle.
To put it, the whole history was as follows. So they started in 2006, and they've been doing tinting. The company was originally called Tintech. Mm-hmm. However, as they grow themselves and became better and better, then they also complemented the service of tinting with the car wrapping, etc., etc. And they were thinking then that if we have a lot of inquiries to do the wraps around the world outside of the Czech Republic, so we can use the situation and become sort of franchise. I would rather call it license that we offered to our partners, but that was the initial idea. So as there was one company called Tintech in the United States, they would have to think about another name, and that's how Repstyle started.
It's a nice name, Repstyle. Clues.
Thank you. All the credit to Martin, that he was the one to come up with this name.
Cool. Let's talk a little bit about the company in itself. I did some research, and when I did my research, I got it up to, I think, was 18 different countries. But prior to that, to this recording, we talked a little bit, and you said you were up to 21 countries.
Correct.
21 countries all around the world. Let's divide this a little bit. How do you guys think about growth when it comes to taking the countries? Is it whatever comes in, you take and look at it, or you have a plan on which countries you would like to be in?
I think that the early beginning with Repstyle was rather chaotic, and they didn't really know, you know, what potential it has. But luckily for us, we started with Dubai, Qatar, and the Middle East countries, which was a very good step for us.
Yeah.
And then it boomed, and it was quite easy. We actually get a lot of inquiries on the daily basis, but as we grow bigger, we want to sustain the quality and, you know, the corporate identity and everything. So we are becoming quite selective when it comes to the potential and the potential partners for the future.
Cool. So I guess you take in the inquiries and you look at every inquiry by itself and see if you find it.
Yeah, that's what I do. So if also there are inquiries coming into our general email, and then I'm going through, I'm calling to the people, and I'm trying to find out as much as I can about those potentials, or I'm looking for new partners myself. But we have some plans for this upcoming 2 years. So maybe we will speak about this during this podcast, and I'll let you know what's behind.
In the future. All right, we'll get back to that. You said you see yourself more as a license agreement than a franchise. What, to someone that really doesn't understand what that means or the difference, what does that mean? And yeah, let's talk a little bit about that.
Okay, so let's imagine that I have a new potential. I received an inquiry from him that he would like to become one of us. So I'm going to explain him what it takes to become our partner. Definitely, there is a list of things that we offer to him, and there is also a list of requirements that we expect him to deliver in order to become a Repstyle partner. So definitely what we can offer him is, I believe I can call it this way already, that we are a widely recognized brand that is respected in the wrapping business. I also believe that we have great reputation, and we do our best to sustain high quality service. We also provide him our know-how. Everything we know, we train them in 2 weeks. That actually takes to carry over our knowledge and the way we present ourselves. So the technical training takes 2 weeks.
To be someone that already knows how to rap, right?
Yeah, correct. As we are growing bigger, so it was always Martin and Marek from the early beginnings. But as we grow bigger, there are other guys. There are two more guys that has been with Repstyle for a long time, and it's actually Martin's brother and Martin's brother-in-law. So these guys are also helping us to carry over our knowledge and grow our chain.
What's the challenge with, first of all, let's go from here.
Mm-hmm.
Before we start talking about challenges with the technical training, what defines a good partner? What are you looking for?
As I mentioned already, that we are a bit more selective. From the beginning, it was quite chaotic, as we started with Qatar and Dubai. And you can imagine that not everyone in this world was given intelligence or they weren't lucky to get enough education. So we started with Filipinos in Dubai, and Martin and Mark, they had to stay there for 6 months to train them in a way that they would present rep style the way we expect them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So we are now to identify a partner that I would call perfect. It would be a company that is has some existence already. The owner is not repping himself. He's just concentrating on the growth of the company. He's having a good and skilled team, and that's pretty much it. It's always, they always must have passion. That's the key.
But do you want, since we're talking about the difference, does the owner need to have the passion, or does the people that are doing the reps?
I believe that if owner has a passion, he always find himself a good employee who has passion also. So I believe this selection comes hand in hand.
Yes. Let's say you find what you believe it's a good partner. You sign the papers. They come in for the technical training. I guess they come in to the Czech Republic, or you travel to them?
Not often. I'm not really sure how detailed you are going to speak about the licenses that we are providing. There are actually two options. So one of the options says that you are obliged to come over to Czech Republic to be trained. And the other one, it doesn't really matter. It depends on the agreement that we have. So we can go either to their country or they can come over here to headquarters.
What I'm really interested in is the overall view of it all. And it's, I understand that you're getting people that already maybe then do know how to rap, that want to grow their business to the next level, that maybe feel that the way to go about it for them is going through the private side of it all with the color changes, and they want to elevate the company. And they find you guys and they sign up with you guys and they go for technical training, right? Either at your place or you come to them.
Correct.
What's the challenges with the technical? How? Because you need to, in 2 weeks, it sounds like you need to infuse them with all the rap stuff, way of thinking, how you see stuff. And it sounds like it sounds a bit challenging to me because it's not that much time, really.
It is, but it's always two people conducting the training. Most of the time it's me and Martin. So Martin is in charge of the hands-on training, and I rather speak to the managers or owners, and we try to tell them the way how we present ourselves, how do we speak to the customers. So overall view is that I'm in charge of the rather technical and management of the side of business, and Martin is in charge of training. I must say that we are quite lucky that so far we come across people who are quite skilled, and the training itself wasn't that painful, if I can call it this way.
Got it. You were also talking a little bit, I just had a thought that you were talking about how you guys have upscaled your level on what you bring in. Have you been forced to maybe kick people out because they don't deliver on the level?
Not really. I think that once we step in and we try to have people understand where we come from and what we do, where we aim, they quite easily understand. And most of the times we do not have much issues with that. So they are quite adaptive.
When I was looking into all the countries, it's all pretty spread out through the world, right? So what got me thinking is, When you get a new country, do you think that all countries are liable or not? Sorry, do you think that all countries are good enough for you to come in and take the market? Or does there need to be certain special requirements for you to see a country as, okay, this might be a good country, this might not be a good country, this country might need to wait a couple of years? How do you guys think of that?
First of all, we try to do a small feasibility study. So we search possible information about the market itself, how countries could in the economical way, political way. So there is a lot of factors that we consider before signing the contract with the partner.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone special that you always feel, okay, this one needs to be on spot?
We always dreamt about having Dubai, which already happened, also Australia, and of course the biggest market for us would be the United States. As I remember being a young kid watching the MTV and Pimp My Ride, and I was really stunned by that. So I think United States would be awesome opportunity. And I think there is a lot of people in United States also knowing what rap style is. But we want to, the first pin in that map must be someone who is really a good partner to start with. Because United States is something that is really different, what we know from our perspective as a European people. And also there are different laws in any other states over there. There are 50 states, right? So each state has own regulations, own law. Mm-hmm. So it's very challenging thing to do a first step into United States, but hopefully we will manage to do that.
Let's talk a little bit about quality. If you talk to a lot of guys and girls in the business, quality is always a big thing, right? And trying to keep the quality in the shop.
Sure.
And that is when one has one or two shops, maybe, or three or four. But you guys have, yeah, I don't know how many shops, but you are in 21 different countries. You, Martin, and the team itself, Rapstyle, the core, cannot be in all of them at the same time. So how do you think about quality uphold? How do you work on that?
I would say that the very fundamental thing is the training for us. So the day we started training, we really do our best to explain them how we are executing the wraps, how we conduct with the customers and everyone. So we see during the training already if it's being done well or not. So we have to fix those things during those 14 days. And then it really depends on the owner or manager to sustain the quality. And we are always, you know, checking the social medias and their posts, the way they present themselves. So we are always on the phone and basically giving them the instructions if they can improve the way they presenting themselves.
Got it. So that means that you work all hours of the day, right? Because you have the time differences.
Yeah. The time difference is the biggest problem, but we don't mind. We love our job. As far as I understand this, or I know from Martin, the early beginning was quite difficult because Martin was still the owner of the Czech franchise or the Czech headquarters in Zlín. At the same time, he was wrapping the cars, tinting them, anything else. Right after the work, he went back home. He was writing his emails and then he was doing the graphic designs for the branches. But back then, it was only 3 to 4 branches, so it wasn't big deal, but Martin told me he didn't sleep quite well.
I can understand that one. And maybe he gets to sleep a little bit more nowadays.
He has a small kid, so I'm not really sure about it.
Okay. So what you seem to have, with the amount of growth you're having, right? What's the biggest challenges you have then?
We are facing challenges every single day. And you know what I like the most about it is that every market, every country or every branch that we have, they are facing different problems. It's in general, it's the same problems, but the people's mentality makes it a bit different. So this is our daily challenge. And I believe that we cope with that quite well.
What would you say are, because I get what you're saying. It's the same core problem, but it looks different. So what is that core problem people usually tend to?
When it comes to the team of Rapstyle or the internal problems, it's always about the employees. Their loyalty, sometimes laziness, but I wouldn't say we have very, very serious problems, but I would say that everyone's facing these issues. Nowadays, when the market grows and economical situation is at its peak, so I would say that people are very selective when it comes to job. So when they don't like something about you, they don't hesitate to leave you in that day. So, and when it comes to the other problems, I think it's quality sometimes might be struggling, but when we come across that someone is having or claiming the problem with the owner, we fix it very, very, very soon.
Okay. So it's about, it seems to be the same challenge as every shop has around the world, right? It's having a good team and keeping up the quality.
Yeah, because all in all, you always rely on someone else. If you're not doing the business yourself, or if you don't do reps yourself, you must rely on someone else. If he doesn't perform the way you expect, then you have some problems.
Let's talk a little bit about interesting projects, right?
We can, I'm not really sure if we can speak about it, but people get to know about it quite soon. I believe we're going to present it on FESPA this year, which is taking place, I believe, in the week when it's 15 May, something like that. And we are going to present the side project that we've been working on for almost 2 years.
Wow, it sounds interesting. I don't know, I have to ask you, but I know you probably won't answer. What can you tell us about that?
Maybe we can edit it later, but I'll tell you the basic ideology of this project. It's actually an online platform that is selling the graphic design. I do remember clearly the time when I started to work for Repstyle 3 years ago, and it was only about the regular color change and window tinting and paint protection film. But like a year after, it started to be more about the design. People, especially high-end class, they're looking for something to differentiate themselves from the others. And what is better opportunity to have a special graphic design on your own car when there are maybe 2-3 more cars in the same city? So it's a perfect way how to be different.
I understand. So I'm guessing that's about all that you can tell us at the moment.
I guess so. I would definitely recommend people to come and see what this project about. And I would be very happy to meet them and speak and explain them further what they can expect from that.
I'll be sure to come by on FESPA and say hi to you guys.
I'll be happy to meet you up personally.
Let's put that one aside and let's talk a little bit about projects that have been done. Do you remember any special project that has been maybe extremely hard to resolve, and once you're done with it, you feel extremely proud?
Look, from my position, is sometimes difficult to see that, because I'm the guy who mainly speaks to the potential franchisees and I speak to the current ones. But since I'm not part of their daily operations, I cannot see the issues. So, but I do remember some projects we were facing some difficulties with the installation. Whatever it was, the design or something special that that our customers asked us to do. So I remember a few projects like that were, I would call it, milestones for Repstyle. So I would start with the silver Camaro that was wrapped back in 2008, I believe. So since then, that was the time when we started to receive inquiries to provide the same wrap even in the Dubai or United States. I remember two projects that we've done for the royal family of Brunei. I believe that each year we have about 2 to 4 interesting projects that we are really focused on, and we try to do our best to make it perfect.
So if I ask you, Jan, what's the most beautiful wrap you've seen go through the shop or any of the shops?
I would count many. Really, I don't have any which is favorite to me.
Because the way I see it, you were talking in the beginning that when you were a little kid, you would like to maybe drive Ferrari, Lambos. That is something day to day to you. That is like for a normal person driving a Fiat or a normal car. It's a day to day, right?
It is, but it doesn't get any, you know, boring to me or something. When I see a Ferrari, I'm always becoming that young kid again, and I'm going around the car and I'm really amazed by it. But a special project I would call definitely a Batmobile, even though it was just black matte. It wasn't anything special, but the car itself is just one of a kind. So you always remember a few cars that are special. As soon as the new Urus was launched, we had a few already in Prague. So there is always something special going on every month.
Do you as a company have a preferred vinyl or your own vinyl?
Most of the production comes from Avery Dennison. No doubt about it, because the material itself, especially our workers, are loving it because it's very easy to install, no real issues with the quality of the film. Also, the shades of the colors are always the same. So every time we are installing Avery, we are happy to do that. And also when the customer comes into a shop, we provide them definitely all the range of the colors and materials that we are able to perform. But I wouldn't call it as a let me start again, please.
Yeah.
So material wise, I would say that 85 up to 95% of our production is always Avery Dennison. Material itself is very good, easy to install, no major issues, bubble free, which is quite ordinary thing these days, but we love the film, especially employees. If that would be their choice, they would always go with Avery. However, I respect also the other brand. We know that the KPMF has very good colors. However, film itself is not as good as Avery. 3M is definitely great material. And also, I might like Tech Wrap. They have very nice colors, but I think that I'm not really sure if it's a problem of production, but the material is not ready to be a market leader in wrapping business.
Okay, what you're saying. So I understand that this is your private idea, but you said that KPMF is not really up to par with Avery. What are you thinking on there?
I'm not really sure, since I know very, very basics about the wrapping. I can wrap some parts myself, but I wouldn't call it a master or something that is at least intermediate. So I'm a beginner. But as I'm talking to people on the daily basis, our partners and workers, so they definitely prefer Avery to be material number one.
And that is worldwide, right?
Or yeah, worldwide.
I was thinking now, Jan, that we might start getting over to the future. You were talking a little bit about you have a very interesting future planned for the upcoming 2 years. So tell us, what's the future like for Rapstyle if you get your say?
The future is hopefully bright. I wouldn't, you know, specify the bright future as to numbers of franchises that we will have in upcoming 5 to 10 years or something, but I still want Rapstyle to be identified as a high quality service company with a good reputation, Also, the new projects that I briefly spoke about should help us that with that. So the platform selling the graphic design along with the virtual reality. We firmly believe that virtual reality is something that will be future, and especially in the car business, which is fancy. I know that everyone, you know, not just me, but you can see every day people on the street having their car adjusted in a way, even though it's tuning or wrap, doesn't really matter. But I believe that virtual reality will be a good future for this business.
What do you see as the future for franchise, as wrap franchising companies?
It's hard to predict. Not really sure if there is any economical crisis coming in, as you know, experts keep talking about it for last 2 years, but hopefully we will, if not growing bigger, I mean, in a big difference, we are used to open like 3 to 4 franchises a year. I do not need, you know, to open 10. We try to keep it slow. We want to sustain the quality. We want to keep it going the way we are used to. So I believe that with the virtual reality, the online selling platform, and the good way we are used to do our business will help us to gradually grow like 4 franchises a year. That would be something that I would call a success for us.
That's still a lot, 4 or 5 franchises a year.
We will see.
Looking forward. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm not really sure if you can answer it or if you want to answer it, but I'll ask it anyways. We talked a little bit about, for a person being a franchise taker, the good things of being a part of the Rapstyle family, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what are the challenges also? Because everything good has a challenge as well.
Yeah, of course. I think it's about, I would call it this way. We rather do or build the partnership than just business partnership, because we have an annual workshop and we have most of our franchisees coming every single year. And when you see those faces being happy after a whole year, when it comes, you know, you overcome all the issues that you had and everything, and suddenly you meet up the whole team and everyone's happy to see each other, that's kind of, you know, it's a special thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
So very challenging is always to start the operations, because the pre-opening phase might take somewhere between 1 to 4 months. So that's when we pay a close attention to every detail before opening. And once it's open and we see that the shop is doing good, then we have good memories, of course, because we go there for the training. We spend a lot of time together. So yeah, that's my personal opinion.
I get it.
Was it real answer for your question?
Well, it's hard, I think, because all challenges look different, but I get it. It is, as a franchise taker, you must invest a lot of time. That's what I'm hearing.
It's not only time, it's also money. But for them, the biggest challenge is probably the trust and confidence towards the headquarter. We must convince them that you know, taking the partner, the franchise or license from us is the right step to do in order to grow and in order to become better. So it's always about their requirements, their needs. So it really depends. We have 26 partners all over the world, and their needs are different, and they are also changing throughout the time. Yeah, definitely.
So that means that you actually have more representatives per one country, maybe?
We have only two states, let me count it. We have four franchises in Czech Republic, then we have two in Poland, and then the rest of the world, except for India. Yeah, we opened two more branches in India. So we have Kerala, which is the master franchise for India, and then we have new partners in Chennai and Bangalore. So three countries has more than one representative.
Let's talk a little bit about company culture, right? It is hard sometimes to have and keep a good company culture. So how is it like at Repstyle?
Being part of Repstyle is the greatest thing that happened to me, honestly, because our company environment is something that I've never really experienced myself. I really must praise Martin and Marek as both co-founders. They create a special culture for us. We have a lot of parties and we have a lot of fun. It's not just 9-to-5 job. Mm. We really enjoy what we do, and I believe it will carry on this way, and I must say thanks for it. I love that.
So if you have to precise that a little bit more, what is it you think they focus on so much, Martin and Marek?
Martin is the guy, actually, we call him the mastermind in a way. I couldn't give you the precise translation from Czech language, but the Marek, he likes to talk about him that he's just keeping the people happy in the company. That's his biggest part. That's what he does the best. And he really does. I must say that sometimes, you know, like everything has some dark side. I wouldn't call it like really dark, but sometimes you struggle some issues, but I must say there is no person-to-person problem in the company. Everyone copes well with each other. So this is very rare, because I was working for two companies before joining them, and I really never experienced things like that. And also, when it comes to the partners and you see everyone happy and, you know, drinking right before Christmas, actually a week before Christmas, and the day after, once party is done and they're leaving back home, and, you know, say just thanks, guys, I love being part of Repstyle. It's the greatest things to hear.
Sounds like great parties.
Yeah. Do not hesitate to join.
John, that is about all the questions I could come up for today. I'm going to let you go in a couple of minutes. But before I do that, if people want to get in touch with you guys, if people want to follow you on Instagram, how should they go about it?
Definitely you can search our channels that are global, either Instagram or Facebook. So you can find us under Repstyle. And then if you come across our website, so you will find our contacts, and you if you have any questions about the design or whatever, because we get inquiries about the design only or materials, so do not hesitate, and you can always find the competent person through the website.
Got it. And if they want to reach you as well, just go through the website and they find you there.
Sure.
Great. I also always leave my guests a couple of minutes or a couple of seconds really to just talk freely to the rapping world. And this is your chance to talk to all the rappers out there that are listening to this podcast. By the way, thank you guys and girls for listening. So what would you like to tell them?
So big hello to them. Thanks for making this industry interesting for everyone. I've been following myself a lot of rappers around the world. I love the way they present themselves. I believe also that the healthy competition is good and what helps us grow the business. So I wish we will all do our best to make it better and better in the future. And we're looking forward what the future brings for every one of us.
Great. All right, Jan. Thank you very much for taking your time today and for being a part. And I hope to see you at FESPA then.
Thank you, Simon, for this podcast, and I'm looking forward to meet you as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.